Hello, this is Andrew White. I am a senior psychology major with a double minor in Wigs and Sociology. Today is September 14th. I'm here with Dr. Scarlett Hester in the Communications Department, and she is a professor at the College of Worcester. So the first question is, what is your primary area of study, and how do you incorporate a feminist or queer approach into your teaching?
I use critical, rhetorical, and media approach in my research and teaching. And so how do I use feminist and queer? Feminist pedagogy is like really just deeply embedded in my research and my approach to the classroom that this question is actually kind of funny because it makes me have to stop and rethink how I use it. But I think the way that I use it the most is that I am constantly trying to have students think about their identity and the way that that they self-identify and the way that their identity is perceived by others and the impact of that. And then also in the classroom, like how that impacts their ability or not even ability, that's not what, their comfort in participating in the classroom and in different topics. So a lot of the classes that I teach center race, gender, those types of things. So I feel like inherently feminist pedagogy is always part of that and making sure that students are comfortable discussing those things.
Next question is, who or what were some of your biggest influences in feminist and queer pedagogies?
I think that I've been very fortunate in having mentors that model really good feminist and queer pedagogy. In particular, in my master's program, my mentor and advisor was, really open about just trying to make sure that everybody was comfortable in the classroom. But comfort doesn't mean not being challenged, right? So challenging us. And so I think that she, Dr. Kristen McAuliffe at Ball State University, is one of the really big influences that I try to model after her. But then I also am a really big fan of bell hooks and her approaches to pedagogy. Teaching community is something that I kind of try to base my approach to the classroom off of. And so I would say that they are two of the biggest influences.
When was a time where you saw queer or feminist pedagogy have positive influence or work well in the classroom?
I think I'm going to push back on this question a little bit because I think working well, and this is something that I'm bringing into this interview from this workshop, is that working well kind of indicates success. Right. And I think that one of the things that I grapple with as a professor is that sometimes good pedagogy doesn't always mean success. Right. Sometimes it means a failing, either as me facilitating a conversation or if there's moments of tension in the classroom. I think that traditionally that would be viewed as maybe not successful, but I think that those are maybe not being done well, right, if people are uncomfortable. But I think that a specific moment that I've seen feminist pedagogy at work, perhaps, would be when I have students take a privilege quiz, right? And so it's just a BuzzFeed quiz that mm-hmm. I put onto a document and I add some questions, right? But I think in order to be able to grapple with and engage some of the conversations that I want students to have, they have to be able to acknowledge their own privilege, my own, and I have to do that as well in the classroom. And so having that be a point of reference for students and have like students, even students who, identify from marginalized groups, if there's any privilege that exists there for them, I think that's something that I've seen work in the classroom or that I've used and engaged with.
What kind of challenges do you think that professors face when bringing feminist and queer pedagogy in the classroom?
I think one of the challenges is being willing to accepting failure. Accepting that it may not always work. and being vulnerable. So vulnerability is a huge part, I think, of queer and feminist pedagogy. And as a professor, being willing to exhibit that vulnerability, because I think, you know, especially for me, like as a young female professor of color, I think that a lot of times I feel like I have to maintain this position of authority, right? Just because of the identity that I embody. And so sometimes authority and vulnerability don't necessarily correlate. And so I think one of the biggest challenges is modeling what I want students to do. And it's difficult, right? And like being vulnerable and allowing those moments of vulnerability with failure, I think is really difficult.
What motivated you to participate in this workshop? And what do you hope to get out of it?
Well, A, I'm a really big nerd, and I always want to look for the opportunity to learn. But I think if a commitment to feminist and queer pedagogy means that you are always – there's not like one – it's not like you can be like, okay, good, I've accomplished the ultimate feminist mm-hmm. or queer pedagogy. Like, I'm good to go forever. There's always new things to consider, different perspectives to learn. And just like the opportunity to be a part of like other conversations with really dedicated individuals was really exciting to me. And so things that I'm looking to learn are just being able to expand my approach and understanding of how to navigate like the classroom space.
Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you'd like to bring up?
I don't think so. These are really good questions.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.